Now, unemployment rose by around 1% in South Africa in last quarter, and that's sparking a bit of concern around unemployment and especially youth unemployment in South Africa. You know, what does the future actually look like? And are we on the verge potentially of somewhat of an unemployment crisis here in South Africa? We know that we have one of the highest unemployment rates in the world. So is enough being done to actually increase job opportunities in South Africa? And to discuss this matter but further, we are joined online by Nkosinathi Mahlangu, who is the portfolio head of youth employment at Momentum Metropolitan. Nkosinathi, very good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning and greetings to the Voice of Cape listeners.
Nkosinathi, what do you make of this recent 1% increase in especially youth unemployment in South Africa? What are some of the contributing factors that are actually driving youth unemployment at the moment in the country?
Yeah, thank you so much. Quarter one each year is very tricky, and I've picked up a trend now in terms of how things look like in as far as unemployment debt amongst young people as well. Because we're coming from a Q4 that showed us some level of increase because of, you know, the retail sector, agriculture, you know, some of the sectors created those seasonal job opportunities. And then when you come now to Q1 in this current calendar year, you see that the 1% rise can be due to because of, you know, some of those jobs are no longer in existence because they were seasonal. And also factoring the fact that the class of 2024 in terms of matric, you know, those who didn't go further their studies, they now fall into the NEET bracket. They're not in education, employment and training. So that is bound to, you know, to trigger the numbers and cause the numbers to spike up. So apart from the economic factors, we also have to look at the educational aspect of it to say, well, how did you get to where we are now?
Mm. When we look at, you know, the general unemployment level in South Africa, it's over 30%, and it's one of the highest unemployment rates in the world. And you know, when we zoom in specifically on youth unemployment, it's higher than that general unemployment level in South Africa. So, you know, people are wondering, is South Africa potentially on the verge of an unemployment crisis, especially when it comes to youth unemployment?
Well, you know, we're not even we can't even say we're on the verge, because by looking at the numbers, we are already on crisis mode, unfortunately. Mm. And I mean, looking at some of the programs we have at in the Momentum group space, we can see evidently that more and more young people are becoming despondent. More and more young people are getting frustrated because, I mean, they graduate, but there's no employment at the end of the value chain. So we are on crisis mode when it comes to youth unemployment and access to economic activity opportunities as a whole. So it is a worrisome situation that we're finding ourselves in as a country.
Mm. Is enough being done in South Africa, you know, to address the issue of youth unemployment? We know that, you know, entrepreneurship is one of those things that can contribute to lowering that youth unemployment in South Africa. Or do we see that there's enough being done to support young people that potentially maybe don't go to university, or, you know, they don't finish the education to then perhaps go into that entrepreneurial ventures?
Well, looking in the space, especially in the socio-economic development space, a lot is being done, but the question would be, you know, are we doing the right things? Mm. Are we, you know, putting together the right type of interventions? Because we've seen, over the years, the trends that young people have also started to create their own opportunities through entrepreneurship. However, that's another tricky space to navigate, because there's the compliance issues, there's access issues, there's also the economic side of things, you know, when you need to raise capital to start your small business. And once you're there, also you have to compete with the big guns, and you also need to make sure that your business remains sustainable. Then on the qualification, skills, education side as well, there's still a mismatch in terms of opportunities that are available and the type of skills that young people are acquiring. So there is a lot of movement in the space, but I think we're not moving in a much more organized way, if I may say.
Mm. And what sectors would you say or industries in South Africa hold the most potential for youth employment growth? And also then on the topic we were just speaking about now, when it comes to, you know, entrepreneurship and things, the main thing that, I mean, you highlighted as well, when it comes to people not being able to either start a business or you know, grow a business is that access to capital, especially when it comes to starting the business. So are there any government or even private sector projects that are geared at giving youth that access to capital that they need to then start businesses? And then, like I mentioned before, you know, what are those sectors that they can actually go into?
Yeah, in terms of sectors of the economy, there's still sectors that can give us hope, and you know, sectors that we can channel our energies towards. I mean, the information, communication, and technology space has proven, you know, time and time again that there are opportunities, and I think it's how we also package the information. We have AI in the space, and people are scared to confront AI or to even participate because it comes across as if AI is here to take jobs. However, on the flip side of that coin, AI is also here to enhance because we still need the human element to make sure that AI succeeds. I mean, we've seen countries, you know, first world countries where AI is dominant, there are no job losses in that space. So it goes to show that there is a positive that comes to that. We have the retail, the service sector, agriculture. Those are the sectors that can fast track the economy. Those are the sectors that can create job opportunities. However, we still don't have proper, you know, private-public partnerships in the country where we know that while government is encouraged to, you know, create a conducive environment, corporate South Africa, are we pulling in the same direction? Are we involving the young people in coming with the solutions of youth unemployment? Because we still operate in silos, and the voice of the youth is still not heard. And it comes to a point where young people are getting despondent and they're starting to be discouraged in terms of finding employment.
Mm. No, that's definitely something that's becoming a big problem in South Africa, not just youth unemployment, but youth becoming despondent when it comes to looking for opportunities out there because of, you know, I mean, people sometimes go to university as well and they promise this idea of the moment they get their degree, they will walk out of university and into a job immediately. And when that doesn't happen, they become extremely despondent. But just to go back to the question of, you know, are there enough projects by government when it comes to access to funding for people who'd like to start businesses? You know, I was attending a conference by a consulting company recently, and they said that, you know, the level of entrepreneurship, especially amongst young people in South Africa, is not as high as you'd see in the rest of the African continent. So is there anything that private sector and government is actually doing to speed that up a bit? And like I mentioned, that biggest hurdle that people are facing is that access to capital.
Most definitely. I mean, the government's posture has been, you know, looking as if government wants to make it easier for young entrepreneurs to break into the space. And there's a number of initiatives that government has announced, especially when you reference back to the two previous State of the Nation addresses where the president himself mentioned that there will be removal of red tape in some areas where it could enable, you know, young entrepreneurs to thrive. However, when we're looking, taking a closer look, we find that there is still, you know, a lot that needs to be done because in some instances, platforms where young people could thrive and access funding, there's still a level of red tape in terms of how long has that business been. Mm. Are these loans, are these grants, you know, how do we make capital accessible? How do we have structured, you know, programs that speaks to entrepreneurship? Because we may take it lightly to say young people are entrepreneurially minded, but when you take a closer look again, it's by means of survival. It's just a survival, you know, way of getting by. But not everyone is geared up to go the long haul. So I think we need to repackage and reintroduce entrepreneurship. You know, it's not an easy road. However, it could be a viable option for young people.